the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine. I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hola. Let's go. Go.
We are home. My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own now. We own now. We only getting started now. Cause we own now. You gotta think they know me now. Cause we own now. You and I'm my homie now. Cause we own now.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over.
I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's on that forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The revolution will be live.
Wakanda forever. Finally here, people. This is my review of the Black Panther. Long awaited Marvel film. 10 years in the making, if you consider how Marvel's been making film for 10 years. So, of course, the main stars are Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa / the Black Panther. And Lupita Nyong'o as Nakia, and Danny Guerra as Okoye, which is his main bodyguard. We'll get into some of the rest of the cast as we go through the review. So this movie picks up like right after Civil War, where we, as you know from Civil War, Black Panther's father, T'Challa, was killed in a by a bomb at a UN meeting. So now that leaves Prince T'Challa to become king and rule Wakanda. But it's not that simple. It's just becoming king and that's it. And because in this country of Wakanda, there are political things that go on that doesn't make it easy for somebody just to ascend to the throne of Wakanda. And then Wakanda, which in the movie they do explain its history and where the vibranium comes from and the different tribes that make up Wakanda. And so, which each tribe, you know, when it's time to name a new king, the different tribes can challenge for the crown. And usually it's not, because the Black Panther clan usually have the person step to the throne. Once in a while somebody steps up and tries to vie for the throne. They don't. They don't usually win. And then, you know, ceremony is committed where the Black Panther gets his powers and abilities. And so now he's king and protector of the country. And so one of the things about the movie, sorry, I got that cold. It's going to be a long one. So as T'Challa is trying to take control of Wakanda as his birthright, there's someone else who wants to take control of Wakanda. And that's Eric Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan. He is the main villain in this movie. This movie does give you backstory on Eric Killmonger and what his thought and reasoning is for what he's doing. And it's very compelling. And even though he's a bad person, you can see where he's coming from. So he's a very complex villain. And equal to T'Challa's Black Panther. Sorry for the mess up again. And then, you know, you got Lupita Nyong'o, who plays his former love interest, who's a spy, and she's out in the world trying to make a difference for those who need help. And one of the storylines is whether or not Wakanda, with all the resources and abilities, should they help the outside world be a better place? Should they worry about themselves and worry about losing their identity as a country and so forth? You know, because what they control, you know, there are going to be people wanting to exploit it all the time. Enter Ulysses Klaue, played by Andy Serkis. Now, of course, he's just a, you know, money-hungry person who sees vibranium as a way of getting rich. And so, you know, we know in Age of Ultron that he's had some vibranium. But you find out how he got a hold of it, and, you know, he's kind of like enemy number one to Wakanda. So the Wakandans are looking for him, and they are coming for him. You also get the Black Panther's family. Ansela Bassett plays his mother. And then you got Letitia Wright, who plays his sister Shuri. And she's like the brains of everything. She comes up with all the equipment and technology. She's like a super genius as a teenager. You have other people in this movie, of course. Martin Freeman, he plays Everett K. Ross. He's like in the comics, he's like a liaison for Wakanda in the United States. But here he plays, you know, an agent who doesn't know about Wakanda until he gets caught up in the crossfire between Killmonger and T'Challa. And then he discovers the truth about Wakanda. You got Daniel Kaluuya from Get Out. He plays one of the security for Black Panther, but he has a history dating back to Klaue's actions, and his loyalty kind of floats to whoever will get the job done. You got Winston Duke, a newcomer. He plays N'Baku. Now, I mentioned there's different tribes in Wakanda. One of them is the White Ape tribe. And where Wakanda has become this technologically advanced place, their tribe kind of thinks that, you know, that's not the way to go. And so they've kind of rejected that. So, and he's one of the people vying for the throne of Wakanda. And Forest Whitaker plays the shaman, of course. And you get a backstory between him and Sterling K. Brown, who plays Njubu, who's I'm not even going to try to know. He plays his brother. And their actions set in motion a lot of what goes on in this movie. And of course, you do get flashbacks from the former king, because there's a lot of ritual go on in this. But basically, this movie's not, it's not all action, but there's plenty of action to it. It's a political thriller. The spy, the, you know, you get the spy element going on. You get the philosophy as to, you know, like I said earlier, you know, should Wakanda use their resources to help everybody around them? Because where they have flourished, everyone around them have not. And how do you do that? And at the same time, you don't have people try to come in and take over your resources. Because vibranium is the most precious metal in the world. And, you know, that's the reason why, you know, Wakanda has flourished like it has. That's the reason why they've been able to keep people from invading them. Because they've been in advance of civilization throughout their history. And as far as the look and the tone, this movie, I mean, it just drips with African culture. You know, they did their research on the many different African cultures out there from different countries, and, you know, added it all into this film, so it feels authentic. You really feel like this is a real place. Chadwick Boseman, you know, I wasn't sure he was the right person to play the Black Panther originally, but after seeing him in Civil War, you know, he kind of put that to rest, and he keeps up a fine performance. Everybody, you feel like everybody in this film did their best acting, because they wanted this film to be something everybody could be proud of. And of course, it's directed by Ryan Coogler, who did Fruitvale Station and Creed. So he seems to be batting 1,000 when it comes to good movies. And I really look forward to seeing what he's doing next. And, you know, you do get some, you know, this movie doesn't go in a way that's predictable, for sure. And it keeps you interested for the 2 hours and 15 minutes that's on the screen. I give it a full price and go see it again. And I'm going to see it first showing on Thursday when it opens up. And I don't know how many times I'm going to see it, but this is one movie I'm going to see over and over. Definitely going to have it in my collection. Because it's just, it makes you proud to watch this movie. It made me proud. And so, that's all I have to say about Black Panther without coughing in your ear. If you ain't down on seeing this, I don't know what your problem is. But go see it this weekend. It is a top flight Marvel film and a top flight film. Excuse me. And it's high on Rotten Tomatoes, and it deserves every good review it's getting, because, you know, you go in hoping it's going to be good, but you're not sure, but you come out saying, yes, that was very good. So, Black Panther, go see it. Till next time, peace.